Renowned experts discuss women's greatest lifetime triumphs and challenges right here, right now, with your hosts and CEO of EmpowHer.com, Michelle King Robeson, and top doc, Pamela Peek, MD. It's Her Radio, the naked truth about women.
Well, Michelle, there's a big difference between you and me. You know, we're about the same age, and you had a hysterectomy, and I haven't. And I remember when I first met you, oh boy, you were telling me the whole story. And as a physician, needless to say, I've heard this so many times that it's a tough one. It's a really, really tough one. So, you know, first, the hysterectomy is a surgical removal of the uterus. I think women out there know that. And sometimes they also remove the cervix, ovaries, fallopian tubes, and, you know, maybe other surrounding organs. But that's kind of where it is. And it's usually performed for, you know, some fairly serious conditions, endometriosis and some tumors and back and forth. And, you know, when you make that decision, it can be pretty difficult. Michelle, share what happened when you did yours, because I know that women out there are saying, should I not? Or maybe they're going to have to schedule it because they have an issue, and they're saying, God, what's waiting for me?
Well, it's so, it's such an interesting topic because, you know, as one who has had a complete hysterectomy and wrote a blog on what happened, where did my cervix go? I can't find it. Because no one asked me if I needed my cervix, if I wanted to keep my cervix or not, which is one of our, you know, wonderful body parts that we, you know, that a lot of times women can keep when they have a hysterectomy. But there's pro and con, right? There's, in my case, I'm not sure I needed it. There are other cases where women clearly need it.
Well, what was your issue?
I had diverticulitis, which is like, you know, is pretty far from having a hysterectomy. I mean, that's an issue in the colon, as you know. And but they thought that if they removed everything, that maybe that would help the diverticulitis. Well, it didn't. No big surprise. But what it did do was it put me into, you know, menopause within the first 24 hours. When you have your ovaries removed, you go into full-blown menopause.
So you had what we call a total abdominal hysterectomy. That means that the uterus was removed as well as the ovaries. And mm-hmm. I'm going to be honest, as a doc here, I don't understand why you underwent this at all for something like diverticulitis. The only way I would ever see something like that really being called for is if there were serious inflammatory adhesions all over, you know, your female organs. And then obviously we have some technical issues. But, you know, diverticulitis is a fairly common problem, an inflammatory problem in the bowel out there. And I would never go from zero to take your uterus and your ovaries out just because you had diverticulitis. So I would tend to agree with you. I'm not quite sure. I mean, who was advising you at that time? Is this what really got you into developing EmpowHer, because you didn't want other women to have to go through what you went through?
Yes, because quite honestly, I had no quarterback, right? So I had a doctor who you know, sent me to the surgeon, and I had another doctor who was, you know, my hospitalist, which I'm not a big fan of. When I go into the hospital, then I have a hospitalist. I can't have my own doctor. I get somebody else who's at the hospital. So I had multiple people working on my, you know, on my case, and they just all said the same thing. Look, we think the hysterectomy is going to be best. And then it was 20% of women who have their uterus removed will come back in and have to have a secondary surgery and have their ovaries removed because they've developed ovarian cancer. That's what I was told. So, of course, when you hear that, you go, well, 20%, boy, that I don't like that number. You know, and you're scared to hear ovarian cancer. So that made me go, okay, I guess we'll take it all out. And I wasn't smart enough to sit and really start doing my own, you know, investigative work. I did not know how to advocate for myself. That's the simplest way to put it. I did not know what I did not know. And today it's a very different story. And that's why I did start Empower, because, you know, I went to 9 different doctors, Pam, across the country. I had the resources to go wherever I wanted, and I did, and I still couldn't find a doctor who could treat me, which is crazy because it's hormonal. I mean, you would think that every doctor, gynecologist, would know how to treat for hormonal, you know, menopause, basically, full-blown menopause.
Well, all right, but in addition to that, let's just go back to, you know, sort of the technical end of this whole thing with the hysterectomy. So what are some of the things that you went through as someone who experienced a hysterectomy? I mean, how about that bladder? How about
bloating
and other, you know?
Yeah, I'm still dealing with it. My patients
talk about it all the time, and that is, you know, prolapse of the bladder and what else?
Prolapse of the, you can have prolapse of anything. I mean, quite honestly, it's amazing. But for me, it was, you know, dry eyes, dry skin. I had no brain function, so short-term memory loss is a huge issue for women who have no hormones. Weight gain, sleeplessness, depression. So depression was one of the biggest things that I faced because, you know, it was just a slippery slope that I was just, you know, I was going down fast. And no one gave me, well, at the time they gave me a little pink pill that was horse's urine, female horse's urine, Premarin, which didn't work for me. And it isn't a one-size-fits-all either. So everybody thinks that here, we'll give you a drug and that's good enough. Well, that's not the case. There are so many different ways today to get, you know, what you need between the transdermal patches. You know, there's a new FDA non-hormonal treatment for hot flashes that just came out this week called Rizdel. There's rings that you can use for estrogen. There's so many different things. And I got so bad that I didn't want to live anymore. And nobody could help me. And then they put me on thyroid medication that I didn't need. So now I have to take thyroid medication. I mean, it's just this whirlwind. When I finally found the right doctor, I was on 9 medications. I'm 43 years old. I have the hysterectomy at 42. I'm 43. I'm on 9 medications when I go to see her.
As we're looking at this entire issue, I think every woman out there, all the listeners, need to not only hear Michelle's amazing story, the story that prompted her to create this phenomenon that is Empower Her, but also to realize that every one of you is unique. Every one of you needs individualized, customized programs that will help you through this entire thing. Because in Michelle's case, her ovaries are removed. Other women don't have their ovaries removed, but may still have other technical issues, especially with regard to the bladder, etc. Every one of you is uniquely different. Also depends upon how old you are. Where are you in your perimenopause, which can extend anywhere from the late 30s all the way through, you know, the mid-50s? That's a heck of a long time. So it's really important to know that today physicians medical care experts in this field know that you need to sit down and spend a concerted amount of time looking at your entire history and making this thing work. I think you should go to empowerher.com, read about Michelle's amazing story. At the same time, hop on board and join some of the communities there and share your story just as well, because it really, really helps women. And, you know, in the couple seconds we have left, I just want to say, Michelle, thanks for sharing your story. I really mean that. I think women out there really needed to hear that.
Thank you. Well, and the other thing too, Pam, is they can go to menopause.org, which is the NAMS organization, where they can find a doctor, an expert in hormones, which is
great.
Yay, we have that. Yeah, fantastic. Because we need those experts. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. This is Michelle King Robeson with Dr. Pam Peek. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. Stay well.